Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. So it's Thursday, which means it's time to round up some ideas for your weekend, which isn't far off. Here to offer some of his is Graham Wright, host and founder of Opus Affair, an art salon that meets monthly in Boston. Welcome back, Graham. Good to see you.
Great to be here.
So your first pick involves some interesting electronic music. Tell us about it.
That's right. Well, you know, I always like to see arts organizations of different sizes and histories collaborating together. And we've got something coming up tomorrow, Friday night, the Boston Cyber Arts folks putting on a performance as part of the Together Festival. So this is the last installment of the Cyber Sounds series at Atlantic Wharf. We've got Keith Fullerton Whitman, a.k.a. KFW, coming to give a live free performance.
Well, we're hearing some KFW right now. Let's give it a listen. So a little Star Trek-y, something going on.
Yeah, you know, it's got that kind of ambient sort of sound. But what's interesting here is sort of the structure behind it. So it's not just, pre-recorded electronic sounds. He's actually, he'll do live improvisation and create algorithms to generate these sounds. So there's a lot of complexity behind what you hear on the surface.
Fascinating. And I understand he'll be there with two other DJs, John Twells and Ian Lawrence. And there'll be some art as well.
That's right. So one of the bonuses of going to this concert is Atlantic Wharf, where the concert's happening, is also where CyberArts is in residence with their gallery space. So you can actually see the current exhibition, which is called Mixed Signals, Representing Sensory Information. And the exhibition is seven different artists who all are visually representing sensory information through technology.
So that's Friday night, 6:30 p.m. at Atlantic Wharf in Boston. And again, it's free. Graham, what's next for us?
Next up, we've got Yes We See Gallery. It has an exhibition that's closing this weekend. And, you know, once again, I find myself in the situation where there's an exhibition that I really wanted to see. And I said, oh, it's going on for a month. It'll be easy to make it. And now, what do you know, it's
time
the last weekend.
Yep.
And so it's time to really jump on top of this one. So the exhibition is called Cuba Inside Out, Outside In. And it's photos and paintings of two artists and their experience, personal experience in Cuba.
So, Yes We See, this gallery, and just if listeners aren't familiar with the name, it's Yes, and then the French We and the Spanish See, as in Yes, 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 but Yes We See. And Graham, we spoke to the gallery's founding partner and curator of this show, Olivia Ives Flores. She says the show features two artists, including Helena de Braganza and her own father, Enrique Flores Galvis.
My father, he came to America during Operation Pedro Pan. He's basically spent his life exploring the intersection of history and the mystique and all the mystery that surrounds Cuba. So his work is very nostalgic, and he's really exploring his memory as an exile, really trying to understand the idea of home and what he's lost.
Sounds interesting, Graham.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's closing on April 8th, so there's just a little time to slip in there.
So that's the Yes We See Gallery in the Fenway. And Graham, the gallery will have a few more shows before the summer, but then I understand they're taking a hiatus.
That's right. It's a small, exciting gallery that's always trying new experiments. And so this summer, they're taking off to try some experiments elsewhere. But in the meantime, they're hoping to find some interesting use for the space here. So they're looking for someone to come in residence this summer. And so maybe someone listening out there might have some ideas. I might want to come up with something myself.
There you go. It's a good idea, Graham, and if listeners out there have ideas, they can go to radioboston.org and post them right there. So I have a pick. Tonight, Megna and I, we're going to be hosting a Radio Boston evening at the Huntington Theater. There's a new play there by Boston area playwright Kirsten Greenwich, and it's about ghost buying. It takes a look back at a bit of history in Boston when African-American families had to ask white families to ask as their proxies when buying homes in mostly white neighborhoods. But this play has a twist. After 50 years, the Irish family who ghost bought for an African-American family wants their house back. And here's a clip from the show.
We've got the communion coming up, so we'll be needing you to move out by the first.
Now, Mrs. Donovan, you and I both know everything was signed 50 years ago, and this house
is borrowed luck. That's what it is.
So that's Go Spying. And we'll be hosting a reception at 6 p.m. and then a discussion with the playwright and actors after the show. That's all tonight at the Calderwood Pavilion, and tickets are still available. Graham, we've got time for one more pick from you.
Sure. As most of the listeners probably know, this weekend is both Easter and Passover. So a lot of arts organizations have to decide whether they want to try and avoid those big days or to schedule around them. But every now and again, you'll find some organization embraces it. And Boston Modern Orchestra Project is doing just that. They're presenting two passions. The program is Dual Passions, one by Arvo Pärt that follows the typical sacred biblical text, and another by David Lang. This is the story of the Little Match Girl, and that won him the Pulitzer Prize in 2008.
And we actually have a piece of music from the Little Match Girl. This piece is called Come Daughter. Sounds absolutely beautiful.
It is very, sparse and complicated vocal writing there.
So that's the Boston Modern Orchestra Project this weekend. Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair, an art salon that meets monthly in Boston. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Have a great weekend. And you can find links to Graham's picks and mine at our website, radioboston.org.